In a minute, we'll hear how the healthcare debate hit home for one young woman who thought she had everything in place to take care of her family until she decided to have a baby. That's a little later. But now an update on cash for clunkers. Last week, we told you about a new program that is intended to green the air and stimulate the economy at the same time by giving tax credits to people for trading in their old cars for new, more fuel-efficient ones. Well, the program launched just 1 week ago, but by the end of the week, the program had gotten such an overwhelming response that officials were worried it would run out of money. Joining us now is Alex Kellogg. He's been covering the story for The Wall Street Journal. He told us about the program last week, so we've called him back for an update. Alex, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing? Good to talk to you.
So just how many cars have been sold, and what happened to this recession we're hearing so much about?
Well, that's the problem. Nobody really knows how many cars have been sold under this program because the government had problems responding or dealing with the response that was out there, the number of people that wanted to trade in cars and get new ones.
So how do they know that the program's running out of money if they don't know how many cars have been sold?
Well, really, the concern began on Thursday, and it's interesting to sort of do a play-by-play of how the week developed. The response the weekend before last appeared to be tremendous. Early in the week, there was still a lot of response. You had dealers selling 80 vehicles in a week who hadn't sold 20 in a month for ages. By Thursday, the government was saying, well, only about $140 million of $1 billion had been used, and they had a speedometer ticker on their website saying as much. Well, the National Automobile Dealers Association was saying, no way. They did an informal survey. They talked to a number of dealers. They eyeballed it and they said, we think the money's gone because you have a dealer who's only registered 3 or 4 vehicles with the program because the website that the government had set up was crashing and that sort of thing. And next thing you knew, well, I've sold 20 vehicles, but I've only told you about 2, 3, 4, 5. They said, hey, the money's got to be gone if you extrapolate.
So on Friday, the House voted to extend the program. The Senate is expected to vote on the matter this week. But now we hear that there's some pushback. For example, Senator McCain and some other Republicans are making noises that this perhaps isn't the best use of the government's money, that car dealers are typically big employers, big campaign contributors, that it's more of a sop to them than a stimulus to the economy. What is your sense of the debate?
Well, it could only complicate things because the government already had trouble dealing with the response. So let's say, well, first of all, if there's no more money, well, then the money will run out. And the government has said they'll only honor, well, the administration has said they'll only honor deals through the end of Tuesday. And presumably they'll honor every deal you have in the pipeline. My guess, honestly, would be from talking to dealers that there's more deals in the pipeline than $1 billion worth. Now, let's say that they actually approved $2 billion more dollars, but they change the regulations and make them more stringent, so vehicles have to be even more environmentally friendly to, pass muster. You know, so the problem will be that, you know, you could have so many different moving parts that, again, the government will have trouble dealing with it.
Is there anything that we've learned, though, about this, about the recession and about what works from a stimulus perspective from this little example? I mean, because we'd been hearing along that pocketbooks are snapshot, people aren't buying, they're sitting on cash, they're not willing to make big purchases, and all of a sudden it turns out that they are, at least some.
Right. Well, there's a lot of skepticism of whether this is pent-up demand, that people were sitting on the sidelines waiting for this to happen. I'll tell you honestly, from talking to a lot of dealers over the past week, it doesn't appear to me to be pent-up demand. I've been covering the industry for a little less than a year, and really you're hearing about the types of responses from buyers that were sort of unimaginable a month or two ago. So the question is, will people who bought now not be buying in 2, 3, 4 months, and then demand is going to fall off a cliff again? But you're even seeing folks like companies like Ford saying, hey, we're going to have an increase this month in sales like we haven't seen in several years. So, you know, it looks like it was a tremendous success in that regard.
Alex Kellogg is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He joined us from Detroit. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.